Blake Baggett, dude, great job today. 1-1, you killed it.
Yeah, I guess you're going
to. I mean, there's no other way to say it.
No, that's self-explanatory, I guess, right there.
And so, how was it for you? I mean, it really looked like you maintained a good pace until what you've been doing, which is just after halfway. You start putting the hammer down and cruise home.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what happened. You know, first moto, I had to work through a few guys, and I got to the front, and then threw down a little bit, dropped the hammer, and got a nice little gap, and then pretty much kept it till the end. You know, just was seeing where they were at, making sure they didn't gain on me, and then second moto, got a second place start, and just kind of rode there, got into the front, and then Dino was right on me. And Ratchet was right there too. Like they were dang close, too close for comfort. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like right around halfway. I just figured, man, I need to go now. Like this just sucks. They're right on, you know, just when they're on you, it's just it's horrible. So I just figured, hey, I can go right now, and I think I can leave them, you know, and get a good gap. And I was able to do that. I think I put down three laps that were really, really fast. And got that gap, and then just rode it out from there. And you know, the track was super gnarly. First time I've ever been here, so definitely pumped to go 1-1. Yeah, couldn't ask for anything more.
First time here. I was going to ask you about that. So what do you think? You've heard a lot about it, I'm sure. And thoughts on the track and the crowd and the everything?
Track's really good. You know, I'm a California guy, so I'm used to the really hard packed, dry, slick tracks, and this is nowhere near that. So it's definitely different. I mean, it's not good or it's not bad. It's, I mean, it's decent. It's just different for me, I would say. And, you know, I guess it worked, you know. Whatever I did worked.
Right. Did you have a favorite part of the track? Like, there's almost two separate types of conditions on each side and separate obstacles.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
are you a front side or a back side guy?
I was probably more of a front side guy, more over by, like, on the starting line side. Yep. Those off cambers were just, there's not really a word to explain it. Just, gnarly or hard or whatever, however you want to explain it. It's just like it used so much energy. I mean, it looks like you just follow it in there and ride it. But that bike just, it does not want to go straight. It doesn't want to follow the rut. It doesn't want to do anything like that. So that used a lot of energy, and they're so deep that I don't think I've ever rode in anything like that, ever.
Yeah. Hey, last year you did well on the Rockstar Suzuki team. Now you're on Mitch, and you're really doing well. And everybody talks about Pro Circuit. You know, we all know why you guys want to go here. But what do you think is the big difference? I mean, what do you feel? How is it? And, you know, without bagging on your other guys, but just what's the difference?
I'm really not sure. I mean, last year I trained with Nathan Ramsey. We had a darn good program. Mm-hmm. This year, he went to run a team, and he thought that the best trainer guy would be Alden Baker for me. So went with Alden Baker. I ended up getting a ride with Mitch. And just kind of switched everything up.
Yeah.
You know, I got a practice bike guy, and never had one of those before. Just basically scrambled up my whole program, then we cooked it, and then I guess it's working.
I think like even if you had stayed there, you'd still, you know, you're a rider on the rise and you'd do well. But I'm just curious as to what guys think about just this program and how it helps.
I mean, for sure, coming to Mitch's team, you have more of an expectation, you have more pressure. But just the team's so good that it kind of lightens up that pressure a little bit. And I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more. I mean, just from the day-to-day basis to practice bike to. I mean, they run it like a professional race team should be ran, and they don't do something if they don't think it's not going to last or it's not going to win. And they give it their 100%, and that's all they ask for the riders to do.
Right. Now, I've known your mechanic, Sean, for a long time. He seems like a really good fit with you. You're not a real outspoken, crazy guy. He's the same. Talk about working with Sean.
Yeah, I mean, he's a super quiet guy, I guess, how you'd have to start it off. But, I mean, he's a good guy. He works hard. He loves to win. I mean, we all do. Mm-hmm. But, I've never had any problems, knock on wood. Mm-hmm. But he does his job. He puts in the hard work, and it's paying off for sure. And yeah, I had never met him until I actually didn't even know he was my guy until I went in there to pick up my bike for the first day. And actually, even at that, now that
I
say
like,
that,
hi, I'm Sean. I'm here.
Even that, he's like, hey, I'm going to the track with you for the first day, and that was after I broke my arm, so I hadn't been riding that much. And he's like, well, I'm going. And I was like, well, are you my mechanic? And he's like, I don't know. So it was like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 weeks after I'd been on the team that he was
really?
Like, hey, I guess I finally am your mechanic. We got word or whatever. And I was like, well, that's cool. I'm pumped.
Right. Okay. Cool. Thanks.
Yep.